Hey, welcome to The New Generation by Isha and Sanvi. In today's episode, we will explore gender roles in the old and new American society.
Throughout our unbiased discussion, we will incorporate the American classic, To Kill a Mockingbird.
So, to preface our discussion, I think it's important we define some of the phrases we will be using in today's conference. Gender stereotypes are generalizations about the roles of each gender. Since each person has individual desires, thoughts, and feelings, regardless of their gender, these stereotypes are incredibly simplistic and do not at all describe the attributes of every person of each gender.
In Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, Scout resists feminine stereotypes. Scout's aunt, Alexandra, has a traditional view of how girls should behave, and she thinks Scout should act differently and wear a dress. The clearest distinction between men and women in this narrative is seen in the courtroom. Bob Ewell accuses an African-American of raping his daughter, Mabel. However, Mabel is not even allowed to testify in court.
So why do you think that women were not allowed to have much of a say in the courtroom?
Well, I think it's because there was a widely held belief that trial was considered inappropriate for ladies, especially during that time in society.
That being said, I don't believe that in our modern society, gender roles are particularly harmful. I would just attest the roles to inaccurate stereotypes. What's your take on this, Isha?
Well, inaccurate stereotypes is where gender roles become harmful, and so that's why I disagree. I think gender roles are extremely harmful, and a clear example is the American workforce. In 2018, the Institute for Women's Policy Research found that the ratio of women's to men's median weekly full-time earnings was 81.1%. This essentially means that women only make 81% of what men do.
That being said, men and women are scientifically hardwired differently. For example, Stanford Medicine released a study that concluded, quote, "Boys react earlier in infancy to discrepancies in their visual environment. In adulthood, women remain more oriented to faces, men to things."
Well, I don't think that justifies the stereotypes women are held to, though. And while defining characteristics of femininity are not universally identical, patterns exist. Gentleness and sensitivity, especially caringness, are traits that have traditionally been cited as feminine. So why do they have to be?
Let's take a look at the American society in the 1930s. Women raised the children, but men made the final judgment for punishment. Men took out the garbage, mowed the lawn, did repairs and other outdoor chores. Women obeyed their husbands because he paid for the house. It was his castle.
Well, do you think those stereotypes of women being that sensitive and not being able to dole out punishment were actually right? What I find most interesting about this time was that women held jobs solely for the purpose of finding a husband, not because they were passionate about it like today. Once marriage was accomplished, they often quit, and even young girls today are prepared for the stereotype, playing with baby dolls to prepare them for parenting, and fashion to prepare them for dressing pretty as grown-ups. Boys play with soldier action figures and toy weapons to teach them the need to be aggressive and dominant in the real world.
Well, are we reinforcing these stereotypes when children are born? We don't even give it a second thought to get a baby boy a blue onesie and a baby girl a pink or purple one.
I would agree that gender stereotypes begin a second a baby's gender is found out. As soon as we find out it's a girl, we immediately begin decorating a nursery full of pink, soft decor, and butterflies and flowers. We assume that our daughter will be girly and fill her closet with frilly dresses and her toy box with tea sets and dolls. But do you really think that's right?
I do not think it is harmful because the intention is always good there. And stereotyping is no different when we find out it's a boy. The nursery is decked out in blue, his closet is filled with tiny jeans, polo shirts, and boots, and the theme is usually something like jungle animals or dinosaurs, something tough. Boys' toys consist of trucks, dinosaurs, action figures, and video games, while girls' toys consist of dolls. From the beginning, boys are taught to be tough, protective, and to defend themselves.
I mean, I don't think parents instill these stereotypes to be a bad thing, though. They're done with good intention. But at the same time, do you think they're harming society today? Do you think they're teaching girls to be brought up as having a role in the home and nowhere else?
Well, I don't think that playing with dolls and other girly things such as frilly dresses are inherently harmful in their adult life because many women who as children played with dolls still grow up to hold extremely respected jobs in the American workforce. So I don't really think that they're harmful.
Okay, so do you think that a character such as the ones in To Kill a Mockingbird, a scout who defies those feminine stereotypes and maybe doesn't want to play with dolls or have a role in the home, do you think that's wrong? Do you think parents should, like, adapt to fulfill their child's needs?
Well, of course, because each person is different, they're individualistic, and not all of them do conform to the gender stereotypes. And so, therefore, the parents should be accepting of that and realize that their child is an individual with different thoughts, feelings, and desires.
So, what's your take on... I mean, I don't think... parents instill these stereotypes to be a bad thing, though. They're done with good intention. But at the same time, do you think they're harming society today? Do you think they're teaching girls to be brought up as having a role in the home and nowhere else?
Well, I don't think that playing with dolls and other girly things such as frilly dresses are inherently harmful in their adult life because many women who as children played with dolls still grow up to hold extremely respected jobs in the American workforce. So I don't really think that they're harmful.
Okay, so do you think that a character such as the ones in To Kill a Mockingbird, a scout who defies those feminine stereotypes and maybe doesn't want to play with dolls or have a role in the home, do you think that's wrong? Do you think parents should, like, adapt to fulfill their child's needs?
Well, of course, because each person is different, they're individualistic, and not all of them do conform to the gender stereotypes. And so, therefore, the parents should be accepting of that and realize that their child is an individual with different thoughts, feelings, and desires.
So, do you think that the way we're attacking feminism in today's world and society is the right way to go about that?
Well, I do think that there are different waves of feminism and different levels of kind of radicality. So on one hand, there are people who just strive for equality because, let's face it, our country isn't completely equal yet. On the other hand, there are people who I think take it to extreme, and that is where the word feminism kind of gets a bad connotation.
So I feel like right now it's a lot of bringing women up, but at the same time, it's also about pushing men down, and I don't know if that's exactly what we're striving for.
Yeah, I think pushing men down is the other thing that we shouldn't do.
So do you think that the way we're attacking feminism in today's world and society is the right way to go about that?
Well, I do think that there are different waves of feminism and different levels of kind of radicality. So on one hand, there are people who just strive for equality because, let's face it, our country isn't completely equal yet. On the other hand, there are people who I think take it to extreme, and that is where the word feminism kind of gets a bad connotation.
So I feel like right now it's a lot of bringing women up, but at the same time, it's also about pushing men down, and I don't know if that's exactly what we're striving for.
Yeah, and I think the idea of pushing men down is where we recently coined the term feminazi, meaning a radical feminist.
So do you think these people should have, like, a place? Do you think they're doing the right thing with good intentions, or, like, what do you think needs to be changed about them?
Well, I do think they need to realize that although you may have been oppressed in the past, you're not as oppressed now, and I don't think that you should still kind of be in that mentality that all men are bad or evil.
I agree, and I feel like that's why there's a lot of male, like, clapback to feminism, because there's that denotation of not only bringing women up but pushing them back down, and I think we need to bring women up to the power that men have instead of making us superior, because then it's just going to reverse the roles, and that's not what we want either. We want equality. And so I think we've come a long way in gender roles since the 1930s, even though stereotypes still exist, and there's nowhere to go from here but up.
And, you know, overall, we're all just humans, regardless of our gender. We have so much individuality that gender stereotypes really have no place in the future American society.
So thanks for listening. And this was The New Generation by Isha and Sanpi. Thank you.